Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast. We continue with our 40 Days of Hope series. With me today is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew as we look to discuss the scripture before us today and encourage the conversational attitude between Christians and with others in the world today. We ask that the Lord would bless our study today. Nathaniel, will you read for us the verse?
Sure. We're looking at Romans chapter 14, verse 17. There Paul writes, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Neil, this passage reminds us of sort of everything that we're going through right now in our lives with the current pandemic that's changed our lives drastically. People are, they're sort of given a wake-up call, a way of reflecting on the way that they lived their lives before the pandemic and the way that they're living their lives now. And there's a lot of things that are kind of removed from our lives that we used to do, and we just did it because that's what we did. And those things have been stripped from our lives. We can't do them anymore. And it gives us an opportunity to sit back and reflect on what is really important. Now, we can fill our lives with other distractions that are just as worthless as what we did before the pandemic started. But here, Paul is really kind of doing the same thing, isn't he? He's reminding us of what's really important. He says, this is not what our life is. He says, it is not eating and drinking. A lot of times we just think about the physical in this life. But Paul tells us there's more to this life than what we see, what we taste, what we feel, what we do. He says that the kingdom of God, that's what this life is all about, is preparing us for the kingdom of God. His work among us and in eternity is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, in the pastoral profession, it's our job to remind people of the importance of the Word in their lives. And the reason that we do that is because it's through the Word and it's through the sacrament that the Holy Spirit does His work. Apart from the Word of God, the Holy Spirit doesn't work faith. He doesn't strengthen us. He doesn't encourage us. He doesn't give us the gifts that Paul mentions right here, righteousness and peace and joy. And I would think that most people, they're looking for those things, don't you think? That they're saying, hey, I want peace in my life. I'm troubled. I would really love to have some peace in my life. Or maybe they're saying, I would love to have some joy. I'm really beaten down. I'm discouraged, maybe even depressed. I'm looking for joy. Where do I find that joy? Where do I find that peace? There probably are fewer people that are actually looking for righteousness, but that's just as important as peace and joy. And they all go hand in hand, don't they? Through righteousness that is given by the Spirit, a knowledge of what God desires of us and how we are to live our lives towards one another, we receive also that joy and the peace that comes through the resurrection of Jesus, what He has accomplished through His perfect righteousness in our place. So there's a lot of encouragement in these verses, and it points us to where we find those things that we're looking for in this life.
No, I like the way you strung those words together, righteousness, peace, and joy. I think we did another one of these days in Romans 5 where we talked about God demonstrating or proving His love towards us. And it's interesting how Paul writes to the Romans, you know, encouraging them in this peace and how to share that love, to not, you know, this section he's talking about not causing your brother to stumble in the sin. And really, the latter part of Romans is focusing on how do we behave as Christians? How do we behave as children of God? How do we continue to walk in that righteousness, which brings us the peace that comes from the righteousness of Christ, that forgiveness, that attitude, that mindset? As you mentioned, you know, it's not just eating and drinking, but it's following in the mercy and in the grace of God. And then ultimately pointing us back to the joy in doing that. I think of Jesus saying that the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. We all have our crosses to bear, not just for our own glorification, but for glorifying Christ. And so I think you really hit the nail on the head when you talked about the kingdom of God is about this righteousness. And as you strung that together with through the righteousness of Christ brings us that peace. And in that peace, we find joy. We find purpose. We We find motivation for our life to serve Jesus, to love Jesus like he's loved us, and then to prove that love for Jesus to other people as well with our day-to-day activities, words, and lives. So I really appreciate the way you describe that. And obviously, this all comes from the Holy Spirit who blesses us as we pray he does today through his word. Why don't you close us in prayer?
Dear Lord Jesus, there are many people that are searching for joy and peace in their lives. We realize that through your Holy Spirit, you give that gift and you give it freely. We ask that you would work in our hearts and lives through your Spirit, that we might continue to understand and know where that comes from, and that we might receive that peace and that joy and that righteousness that you desire to give, that it does not come through eating and drinking or the things of this physical life, but through your word. We ask that you would use this current pandemic in order to bring us all to a deeper understanding and appreciation of the gifts that you and you alone are able to give. Help us to desire to live our lives according to your word through a knowledge of what is right and wrong, that we might glorify you in all that we say and all that we do. Help us to eagerly and willingly serve one another just as you have come and so willingly served us by giving your life for us and the ransom for our sins. Be with us throughout our lives and encourage us through this current situation. Help us to draw our eyes to you and to you alone, where we find true joy and peace. In your name we pray. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.